Welcome back to Farm Talk. We switched locations. We scurried back to the station because, again, the NDAA agribusiness event wrapped up about 49 minutes ago. And instead of you getting to hear a loader or a peep, peep, or please evacuate the building. We have that too today. We are back here in the comfy confines of the studio. And I actually was going to talk to our friend Mark Philbrant, Philbrant's Big Dog Ape, because he was out taking in the show today. And did you hear our hello from a friend of yours on your way back home?
I did not, no.
Oh, Brian Easland said to say hi to you. And I'm like, well, let's do it on the air. I guess you guys might have worked at the elevator or something together years ago. So.
Yep. Yeah, we did. Yeah,
we let him do a high because I thought maybe we'd catch you on the way home as you're driving back. But yeah. So anyway, so got any good dirt on Brian? No, I'm just kidding. We don't want to do that to Brian.
No, I don't.
All right. So what's going on in the world of Western Minnesota, Big Dog Ag Country? Of course, you travel into South Dakota, Minnesota. I'm imagining all the equipment's got to be done. It's not everywhere because we still know that there's a few things being taken off, but I would imagine everything's cleaned up and back in the buildings these days.
Yes, for the most part. Yeah, it is. The big thing is, Eric, I heard today that you had no idea what a shouse was.
I can't even pronounce it.
I've been living in a shouse for 11 years.
Are you kidding me? So what is it by definition? I never heard of it.
Well, we have a 100-by-100 building, and inside the building, our residence that we live in is 42-by-68.
Okay.
And that's our house is inside the shop, and so when I get ready to go to work, I walk out into the shop.
Well, that's interesting.
Very convenient.
Very in same comfy confines. It's just your home is inside the building, and there it is. I mean, it makes sense.
Maybe. Well, one day, if you ever make it out our way, you'll have to stop in and see what one looks like.
If you ever invite me, I'll slam it back at you.
Okay, tomorrow then.
Once in a while, you will have to, when you have one of those soil events up there, I will come up there, I promise. Do you normally have those at your house, though? You kind of always go somewhere else, right?
We traditionally have had some, but we are working on having a meeting here in hopefully January and February, just trying to get people together. Okay. We've got a Morgan Town Hall just south of us a mile, and it's brand new. It's a real nice facility, and just try to get a place together where people can get together and talk about regenerative cover crops, just trying to do more or less the 4 R's of nutrient management.
Right. Last time you had an event like that, it was packed, from what I understand.
Yeah, we were at the Midtown Tavern here about 2 years ago. And, yeah, no, we had a lot of people there. It was really good. And just went to an event here just last week or a couple weeks ago up in Barnesville. And we had a real good crowd there, too. But just trying to get a place where you can get together with people that are thinking the same and just trying to look at trying to find different ways to better utilize our fertilizer. Grow better crops.
Absolutely, in a relaxed setting for sure. Well, once you get the dates and that stuff finalized, please let me know, as you always do. So that's a good thing. As we wrap up the growing season, some are ahead of the game than others, but I just want to ask you for a moment, you know, for the folks that literally just got done with harvest and then Darrow flips the heat off and we're 10 degrees, so not conducive to probably finishing up the fall field work. Any concerns from that standpoint, or, you know, I would imagine cover crops were, I mean, there's, unless it was planted a while ago, I mean, I don't know what you can do for cover crops.
Yeah, they're going to be done, but it's the time of year, you know, we're in December, and I think pretty much all the field working is going to be done, but hopefully this cold weather is going to help the guys that still need to get some crop off up in central North Dakota, and that'll be nice if they can get that off anyway. Won't be able to get it worked, but they'll be able to get it off. And then especially if you're looking at where you didn't get any fertilizer put on, that's where our program really shines. We work with starter fertilizer and do side dressing and that kind of stuff and doing foliar. So you don't have to broadcast fertilizer out there and only get 20% back. So
exactly.
It works good with our program.
So that is, and you've been a proponent for that. In fact, I know you get a little frustrated sometimes. You don't want people wasting money. So that's more of a springtime approach then than it is fall, or can you do both?
Well, No, you can do it both ways. The thing of it is, we just don't like spreading broadcast P and K fertilizer because of your inefficiencies that you get out of it.
Okay.
You know, and that's the university that says you only get 20% of it the first year and then 1% a year after that. Well, that's not a good way when our markets are the way they are and fertilizer is expensive as it is. We just want to try to be able to spoon feed that plant, keep your inputs down and hopefully push your yields up.
What are costs like for inputs right now? Are they bad? Are they getting better? I kind of get the sense.
Well, they're not good.
They're not good.
When you compare them to the price of the grains, that's the whole problem is when you're doing it against that. You know, you have to utilize just what everything with a farm program and insurance and all those things. You need to utilize every bit of it to be able to make yourself whole, to be able to make it work through the year. And hopefully we can get those markets back up to where they should be, and then that solves a lot of issues in that point.
Is it fertilizer? Is that the worst of it for prices right now?
Well, for dry fertilizer, it's really up. Our price came down a little bit on our starter fertilizer, and it stayed there. So I'm real confident we'll have that at least through till the end of the year here. So that's a big deal to be able to at least get that stuff locked in and be able to get it so that you're ready for spring when we know we're going to go anyway.
Mark, talk to me about where you guys are at for the springtime. Now, I know a lot of places, there's going to be moisture there, but there were some spots in western Minnesota that didn't have all the rain in the world. Are we going to get off to a good start?
That was us.
And that was you. Okay.
Well,
that
was us. Yeah. Okay. And we did okay. We did get some more. We did get a little bit of moisture here now with this snow. One thing now, I would really like to see a little bit more snow so that we can get everything covered up.
Yeah.
You know, as we've talked about over the last two winters, we just get too much blowing and too much erosion, and hopefully we can get that covered up. And now that we had a little moisture before we started getting cold, hopefully that'll freeze everything down good.
Mark, is there like a depth that's ideal for winter, like a snowpack? Is it 6 inches, or is there not really a set measurement?
Well, if you can get 12 inches, that's quite a blanket out there.
Okay.
You know, and that's the whole deal. You're just trying to keep that ground, and then if we get some warm weather and shrink that down to about 9, you know, well, now that's going to be more of a crust, and it's going to be a lot harder for that wind that we seem to get way too much of lately to be able to keep that ground down. That's our biggest thing, is trying to keep ground from blowing.
We have
a real issue with that here in the valley.
We must have had a lot of moisture in that snowstorm that we had last week, because it basically turned from snow to ice at my house. It just went right down.
Well, I think we did.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. Well, and you see about every morning we're at about 99% humidity.
Yeah.
Well, that keeps her a little colder too. So hopefully that will keep us so that we can keep that ground covered, and that would be good.
So we've got a couple of weeks here in 2025 left. I would imagine that it's been busy, or it's going to be busy in the next couple of weeks if people are trying to get everything under the 25 tax bill, or at least get things in front of them for seeds and chemicals and things like that. Or do we have a little time?
Well, we have a little time, but the sooner we can get stuff locked in, the better it is. Same thing on seed. We want to get our best varieties that we want to going on our ground, so you're looking at seed, you want to get that locked in now. Yeah. Same thing with fertilizer. Get those prices locked in so we know what our exact expenses are and be able to, you know, work from there. And then we just try to be as efficient as we can as we move forward.
Well, I know that you pretty much have A to Z with the folks that you work with. I'm curious, sunflowers, what's the vibe on sunflowers for 26? Anybody talking about that yet?
Well, sunflowers have been really pretty good over the last few years. We found that they work really well on some really tough ground and still be able to get some pretty decent yields off there. And the big thing is you just want to make sure you get your weed control good and get them off. You need a lot of the sunflowers now are being desiccated, where before, back in the 80s and that, we just let them dry out on their own. Now a little more controlled harvesting, and I think that really helps.
Where are we at with canola? Because that sure was hot like last year, not so much this year.
Well, canola's coming on. It's got some markets that have got some guys interested. We've been working with a guy up by Aneta, Tim Hawkinson. He's been doing canola for quite a few years.
Mm.
And we've had really good years, and it's like every other crop. It all depends on how it works for you
and
how well you can take care of it. But It's been a good crop for him.
Well, I know that, you know, like I asked for sunflowers. Well, sunflowers like 3 years ago was like a really big crop, and then I think it was too big of a crop. There was a glut, and then it kind of leveled back out, and then it came back around. There was a late push going into 25, and so I'm hoping that continues because it's a good crop. I didn't see that many fields of sunflowers, at least in the travels that I did, so there was some.
No, not as many as the year before, and that's the thing. We got to be careful in getting a glut of any one crop. It just makes it so much harder to be able to move those things. So,
yeah. You got all those seeds covered for folks. If you've got your seeds taken care of, here's your guy, Big Dog Ag, Mark Philbrandt. Mark, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Just give me a call on my cell phone. That's 218-790-0013. Or look us up on the web at bigdogag.com.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Stay warm, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good, everybody. Have a safe week.